Welcome to Shulchan Aruch on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Yudalit. The Gemara in the top of Mudalef says, regarding taking the blood of the Korban Chatos, it says the word Velokach, and Mele, if a monkey will put the blood in the hands of the Kohen, that's not good enough. He will need to take it again. Meaning the word Velokach teaches that the Kohen needs to take himself the blood from the vessel, from the Kli. There's a fascinating discussion brought down in several achronim, including the Zdei Chemed and the Bikur Yankiv, regarding picking up a lulav on Sukkos. Does one have to pick up the lulav in the morning, or he could pick up the lulav before the morning? And as long as he's holding it once he reaches the morning, he will be yaitz of the mitzvah. And the Sefer Machne Chaim, Chelek Gimel Siman Nun, he brings a story that once Rabbanim Eger came to visit the Chasav Sofer, and the Chasav Sofer gave him the honor to speak. Rabbanim Eger got up to speak, and he said a big pilpul. And one of the things he said is, the lulav, you cannot hold it before the morning. You have to pick it up once you hit the morning. And the Chasav Sofer heard the drasha and said, it's a very nice drasha. But if you're talking halacha l'maaseh, I disagree. I hold if someone's holding his lulav before the morning, and comes the morning, is Yaitzei Dei Chayva. And Rabbuni Meger disagreed back. He said, no, I think halacha does not work this way. And they argued, and they didn't come to that conclusion. And the Machne Chaim, who's quoting the story, says they didn't know exactly what was the basis of the discussion between Rabbuni Meger and the Chasav Sofer. And he goes on that shuva to explain different zdodim. Towards the end of the shuva, he brings a raya from our Gemara. Because it says over here that the Kohen himself has to pick up the blood. It cannot be done by a monkey. So the same thing when we're talking about velokach temochem by lulav. It needs to be done by himself. It can't just be in his hand when the morning comes. So Machne Chaim himself says that maybe it's not a good raya, because there by the kohen did not pick it up at all. It came by a monkey. But here he did pick it up, because he picked it before the time. So maybe picking it up before the morning and keeping holding on to it and keeping it in his hand throughout the morning, that's good enough. Not that the Maisa Lekich needs to be done in the morning. As long as he did the Maisa Lekich, even though it was before the morning, it should work. The Netziv over here in the Meroi Mesodet, he says another svar. He says that Lekich is by lulav, doesn't mean to pick up the lulav. But as long as he's holding the lulav, it doesn't allow it to fall, that's called velakachtin. But here in our sugyo, the blood is in his hand. He's not holding onto the blood, not letting it fall. He's like what's called, the Gemara calls it, Maisa Itzdebo. All he's doing is standing still and the blood is on his hand. So he's not causing the thing not to fall by when the blood is in the finger of the Kohen. That's why it's not considered to be the Kicho. But by Lulav and Esrik, if he doesn't hold strong to Lulav and Esrik, he'll fall on the floor. That's good enough to be Velakachtim. And a similar thing, a similar concept is brought down in the Chazon Ish, in Erechaim Sen Kuf Mem Tes, Ois Beis. He quotes the Sefer Binyan Shlomo, who brings in name of Yisro Salanter, that holding the lulav and esrog before the morning, until the morning, it does not work. And Chazon Ish argues, and he brings a very similar sword to the Meroi Mesodeh, that holding on, that's good enough. Just holding is called a lekicha. So it's a fascinating sugya that's nogea very much to our daf, and Gdoi Le'achronim discussed it and argued about it. We'll just conclude what the Sefer Zdes Tzoyfim brings in the name of the Sefer Ayolo Shlucho. The Apostle Pashki Sovo, he says in the Klolis, Baboiker toimar mi ten erev, ubaer toimar mi ten boiker. The Poshet is talking about that there'll be so much tzoris that a person in the morning is going to wait for the night, and in the night is going to wait for the morning. He cannot be waiting anymore. He's going to want to get to the end of this period. But we know Chazal and Sefer HaZohar tell us that all the klolos in Pashkei Sovli can be explained lebracha as well. So he says, you know what the bracha over here is? What are we talking about? He brings that Levi Yitzchak Berditchov used to stay up the whole night of the first night of Sukkos because he wanted to pick up the lulav already in the morning. And that's the Shah the Pasuk. Be'erev Toymar, Be'erev in the night of Sukkos, meet and boiker. I want to already be kind of the mitzvah of lulav and esrik. And Baboiker, referring to Erev Pesach, the person will say meet and Erev to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Leila Seder that night. This connects the sugya that you can't really do Lulav and Esrog before it comes the morning. Now, it's not maybe a riot to the sugya, because it could be he's holding a lulav esrog before, but he's not yotze until the morning. But there is some mashmos that you want to wait for the morning in order to mekayim the mitzvah, and nothing can be done before. To join or to sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.